Pakistani soldiers continue to dig inch by inch in search of 140 colleagues buried under this massive pile of mostly rocks. Rescuers using sniffer dogs and live detection equipment have braved blizzard-like conditions and threats of fresh avalanches to search through the rubble and snow. But 2 weeks after the calamity flattened the Gayari rear base, no victims have been found. Rescuers have not even located evidence of the buried military complex.
So the glacier, due to a natural phenomena, broke down and all the weight came down up onto Gayari.
Regional Army Commander Brigadier Saqib Mahmood Malik is supervising the rescue effort.
The mass of snow and ice and rocks that you see here, this is 200 to 250 feet above the ground level. So therefore, this effort is of a very, very large magnitude.
Located at an altitude of 4,000 meters, the disaster zone is just few kilometers away from the Indian outposts on the disputed Siachen Glacier. Despite the harsh conditions, Brigadier Malik refuses to give up the search for the victims.
So, being a Muslim, I believe that I have hope and I will not let it die. I will not let it die.
Colonel Saeed Iqbal, a former commander of the flattened Pakistani military base, says the incident has saddened him.
Here we used to play cricket. And this, very proudly we used to say that this is the world's highest cricket ground. Okay. And you can see those flags. There was a, my office was there and living was there. Across those, you can see another yellow flag. Our mess was there.
The latest human tragedy on the world's highest battleground has once again revived the calls for demilitarization of the Siachen Glacier, where Pakistan and India together have suffered less than 1,000 casualties, but extreme weather conditions have caused more than 7,000 deaths.
The human tragedy in the glacial region has revived calls for Pakistan and India to end what many critics describe as a senseless conflict over the 78-kilometer-long uninhibited Siachen Glacier. The standoff began in 1984 when Indian troops occupied positions on the northern tip of the line of control dividing Kashmir. Pakistan responded by establishing posts on Siachen. Since then, the 28-year-old conflict has cost billions of dollars and killed over 8,000 soldiers on both sides, giving it the reputation as the world's highest, coldest and most expensive battlefield. Army spokesman Major General Athar Abbas says, despite the financial and human losses, Pakistan will not unilaterally pull out forces from the disputed glacier.
But yes, of course, the loss of life is right in front of everyone on both sides. And our position is that we must go back to 1984 position and then determine what should be the actual line of deployment. But not before that. I mean, this is just the actual ground position line, which is because of these two forces are eyeball to eyeball.
While the digging continues for victims, there is hope that the tragedy could push the two sides toward resolving a conflict that many say is easiest of all the disputes plaguing India and Pakistan. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Gayari, Siachen Glacier.